Hey, happy day in America. The DSA, the Democrats Socialists of America, they're just bragging about themselves every day about all the good that they can do. And wow, I want to share with you, in 1932, the legal name of Adolf Hitler's party was the Democrat Socialist Party. Hey, a lot of similarities there, don't you think? No boomity boom yet, but certainly there is a little. In isolated places, these people are absolutely insane, and they're trying to take over the Democrat Party. It would appear that they're succeeding. All you Democrats that are kind of in the center or have common sense, pardon me, strike that, have a little sense, a good sense in common, and they should switch over to the Republican Party and save the country. Hey, now let's swing over to basketball. Bounce, bounce, bounce. The WNBA. The women, got that? That's kind of the key word. The women, National Basketball Association, they're having a meltdown because of transgenders. I don't know that there's any transgenders actually playing in the league right now, but the people that run the league, they're not saying, or they won't say, that they're not allowed. In fact, all indications are that they are allowed. So we're just kind of waiting for some man who's dressed up as a woman to come in and play. But, you know, the rub on this, it's hilarious. There are two former NBA basketball players that have said, I identify as a woman. I'm 6'8", I'm 260 pounds, and I pass all the criteria and I want to join. Now what are they going to do? What are they doing? They're saying, well, that's not fair. What's not fair? You say it's okay for a man, but now you're going to base everything on his weight and his height? I mean, come on, you want to win, right? And this one guy, he's just hilarious. He's actually, I think they're both Republicans, but certainly the one is, he's actually running for office as a Republican. And he's married and has kids and all the rest. But he says, hey, for the sake of basketball, I now identify as a woman. As a she, let me in. And they're stumped. They don't know what to do. It's typical left-wing stuff. Oh, that's not fair. So we get to pick all of the time. What about the rules? What about the new criteria, the cha-cha? Now in California, they've now put in a brand new law for the school season that starts now. It's upon us. They're saying every school in California has to have an all-gender bathroom. Well, that's important. Really? These people, they continue to walk among us. They should move to Cuba. That'd be good. President Donald Trump recently at a rally, he told the crowd, we've ordered 250 Cadillac Escalades for our motorcade. 250, that's a big number. Escalades, I gotta tell you, they're a nice unit. I'm on my third. But Trump, he says, we look good in them and we like them. I don't know what the price tag is, but it's gotta work out somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 million. That's a lot of dough. Do they need it? I guess. I know that every one of his Trump hotels, and he has many, he has Escalades there to take people who own units around town and takes them to the airport and all the rest of it. So Escalade, that's the key word for Trump. Hey, hackers, are you keeping up, hackers? You know, modern criminals. In the old days, they had getaway cars and they went into banks and did the boomity boom and stole the money. Today, I think they're in high rises and they've got PhDs and they wear three-piece suits. Recently, a group, they don't know if it's a group or one guy, stole $130 million worth of Bitcoin. And he had the audacity not to even move them, because this is all about AI. AI is so strong. He used AI. We know it's not both. He used AI to go in and get all of the passwords and everything else that's required and took the money. And it's so strong with regards to where the money is, the Bitcoins, he doesn't even have to move them. That's like I steal your car and I keep it in your garage. You can't drive it. You can't access it. It's mine. Anytime I want, I'll just hit a button and the car will back out of your garage. That's what's going on. So these guys up in their high rises or wherever they are, they're kind of doing interesting stuff. And AI, it's great for the world, but it's dangerous for the world. It really is. All the stuff that's coming out with regards to videos and different things, you don't know what's real anymore. Just let me see. I'm real. I'm here. Hey, lastly, I want to tell you about AI centers in Canada. The Prime Minister of Canada recently spoke about it. I wonder if he knows what AI actually stands for, but artificial insemination, something, because farmers used to call it that. Anyway, he spoke about AI for a while and he referred to Indians, 19 times. He also included gays and transgenders in the talk. He's talking about things for the economy of his country, and he talks about all of those things, kind of shows you where the agenda of the left really is. I don't know where it is, but it ain't where it's supposed to be. It's pretty weird stuff. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.